This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Good morning. You're listening to The Second Breakfast with Sonia on Joy 94.9. Thursdays 9 to 12.
You're with Sonia.
Ah, yes. Here we are, dear Joysters. It's 27 degrees. Oh, my goodness. It's going up and up. It's going to be a top of 30 today. 5 minutes past 10. And, of course, we had a bit of Johnny Rollins. But now live in the studio, very shortly, we're going to be speaking to a monstrous man, wonderful man, part of MonsterFest 2015. Transform your head, indeed. It's the horror film festival that we love having here in Melbourne. So I will welcome him. I was going to say to the stage. Ding. Hey. So, Neil, welcome to this morning's show on Second
Thank
Breakfast.
Thank you very much, Sonia. Yeah. Lovely to be here.
Yeah, I might get you to move that mic a bit.
Am I a bit far away?
There you go.
Yeah, how's that?
Nice and clear.
Nice and intimate.
Nice and intimate. Just thousands of people listening all at once. Very intimate.
Oh, lovely.
So, MonsterFest. Neil Foley, tell us all about it for those who don't know.
Well, MonsterFest has been running now for, this is its fifth year. Really? We started it at Cinema Nova in 2011. It actually started as a fantastic Asia Film Festival.
That's right.
And then morphed into MonsterFest the following year. And then after four great years at Nova, this year we've moved to a brand new cinema called the Lido Cinema on Glenferrie Road in Hawthorn. And we've changed the format a little bit. It's gone from being a kind of a 10-night epic to more like a four nights and three full day epic. So starting on the 26th of November, on Thursday night next week, with the world premiere of the Cairns Brothers Scare Campaign.
Then
from 11 a.m. the next morning, pretty much almost to closing time, to closing time on Sunday, and only a little break in between on the Saturday night, but pretty much movies back to back, and events and special guests and parties and drinking and carrying on and hot rods and
hot
bands
rods.
And yeah, it has all kinds of so it's like it's a pretty good what we've really tried to do this year is beef up the kind of festival element of it, so it's not just a bunch of people sitting in cinemas watching movies. It's more about kind of it's just as much about the kind of festival
and
stuff,
people interacting and stuff like that, especially with some of the events that you have got. You know, you've got some wonderful names there. Spoke about hot rods.
Well, yeah. I mean, on Sunday, one of the guests that we've got this year is a guy called Butch Patrick, who anyone who's got any kind of taste at all should know as Eddie Munster from very famous, iconic TV show, The Munsters. So we've got him, and he's here for the whole weekend, but his big day is on Sunday, and we're doing a thing up on the Lido has got this incredible rooftop, four stories above Glenferrie Road. There's this amazing rooftop, and we're having bands up on the rooftop for the for the afternoon, and we're calling that Munster Palooza, a bunch of kind of psychobilly bands and noise. And
any hot rods on the roof?
Well, we don't have hot rods on the roof, but in the car park behind, we've invited a bunch of kind of horror-inspired hot rods to come along as well. So there's going to be a DJ playing music out the back in the car park, and cars and music up on the rooftop, and then movies going on inside the cinema, and as well as market stalls and all kinds of chaos and shenanigans.
Excellent. It reminds me of those 70s stickers and artwork, you know, the keep on trucking and all that stuff.
Yeah, the cars are rocking, don't bother knocking.
That's right. So awesome. Look, and of course, for a lot of people, the iconic She's Most Wonderful and Incredible, and it's Dee Wallace coming to town.
Yeah, which is like, I mean, that Dee is probably the crown jewel of the festival this year. I mean, they're all crown jewels, but Dee is one of the most iconic iconic actors working in Hollywood today, and she was the, people know her. I know her originally as the mother in E.T., and then she became also, she was very famous for a bunch of horror movies, and that's why she's here. But we're doing that in conjunction with Cinemaniacs, who's the Melbourne Film Society, and Lee Gambin is hosting that. So we're doing on the Saturday night. Lee is hosting a an evening with Dee Wallace, which is a clip and tell retrospective of her entire career, which then follows into a midnight screening of The Howling. And then at 9 o'clock the following morning, we're doing an all-ages screening of E.T. presented by Dee. Yeah. And then Dee then goes over to Swinburne University in the afternoon to do a masterclass, an acting masterclass.
Wow. So, she's a busy lady the moment she touches down.
Well, she's actually in Sydney at the moment.
Oh, is she?
Acting in a film.
Wow.
So she's coming directly from that here to get immersed in the kind of the
Melbourne
Fest.
Yeah, the Melbourne Monster Festival. Yeah. And of course, for those who love Stephen King, and I particularly loved her in Cujo. She played as a mother in Cujo as well.
That's right, yeah.
She does not take any prisoners in that.
Yeah, no, she's like,
watch
she's
out.
Well, she's amazing in kind of everything she's ever done. And she's still working, and she's still, you know, she's just amazing and full of energy and, you know, passionate about what she does. And, you know, having her here is just a huge thing. And teaming up with Cinemaniacs is a massive thing as well.
Yeah. They look like they've got a good lineup for next year too. So if you love horror films, you love those sort of wonderful genre as well, certainly having breakfast with Dee and E.T. sounds like a good thing.
And that's not the only breakfast thing we're doing. In fact, on the Friday, we've got this amazing day on the Friday where we've picked some of the edgiest, coolest films from the official selection, and we're playing those all day. And then that goes into, at 7 p.m. we've got the world premiere of a local film called Cat Sick Blues, made by a guy called David Jackson, which is a really incredible, really unique horror film, local, world premiere, awesome. And then after that we have a very special guest by the name of Fred Williamson, who people will know as he's basically the king of blaxploitation. And Fred is here for the weekend as well, and he's presenting his new film, the world premiere of his new film Atomic Eden, at 9:15 I think, or around then. And then that goes in, that kicks off an all-night marathon of blaxploitation.
The Fred Marathon. It looks fabulous. 11:30 p.m.
That's right. And we're kind of pushing that as a bit of a student day. So students are invited to come along that day. You can get an all-day ticket for that if you're a student for $20. So you can come at 11 o'clock in the morning and leave at 11 o'clock the next morning if you so wish.
Get a lot out of this because, you know, it's a great film history, living history right there.
Well, absolutely. You've got that, and then you've got all this kind of this great new cinema as well. And that's really what MonsterFest is about. At its heart, it is a film festival.
Yep.
You wouldn't probably know it from what I've just been saying, that there's all this kind of other stuff going on, but it is. We have, I think, 22 brand new films that are premiering they're Australian premieres at MonsterFest, and some of those are world premieres as well. And that stretches over the 3 days. So mostly during the day we're having, you know, all those films, and then there's events kind of intertwined amongst that as well. So things like on Saturday afternoon we're doing Kooks and Spooks, which you had Cherry Bites on here the other night.
We love our Cherry,
which is an amazing, it's like a trivia quiz extravaganza with all our guests there, and Cherry hosting it. Dee Wallace will be there, Fred Williamson will be there, Butch will be there, and playing off against the audience in a kind of a quiz-tacular, maniacal, fun thing for a couple of hours. So it's going to be pretty awesome. So things like that intertwined. Yeah.
And you've got Trasharama too.
And Trasharama. So we've got two shorts programs. There's Trasharama and Monster Shorts. Monster Shorts is on the Saturday afternoon, and Trasharama is on the Sunday afternoon. Cool. And then Trasharama also then plays into, we're doing a retrospective screening of a much loved Melbourne cult classic by the name of Smoke 'Em If You Got 'Em, which is Ray Bosley's.
Amazing.
It was lost for a while, and we've uncovered it.
And
we're doing
a
special screening of it. We're kind of a reunion screening of it.
So. Speaking of special screenings and celebrating, you know, some classic films already. 10 years of Wolf Creek.
Of Wolf Creek.
Amazing.
Incredible. So
we've got John Jarrett, and haven't you?
Yeah, and so like the cast and crew will be there, and it's going to be this amazing thing. I mean, I saw that film. I saw it premiere at MIFF in 2005.
Yes.
And to this day, that was one of the most incredible screening experiences.
It's an experience
I've ever.
And I confessed the other night to Cherry. Actually, I confessed on Sci-Fi and Scream Tuesday nights at 10. There's a plug. That I haven't watched the whole film.
Really? Why?
I couldn't stomach it.
Really?
I couldn't.
I mean, it's a really full-on experience.
It was at the time it came out. It was like, no, I can't sit through this. I walked out. I just couldn't do it.
It's really confronting. I mean, the screening that I went to, it was like it was the world premiere.
Yeah.
I think it was the world premiere, and all the cast and crew were there, and I was sitting next to these two women who were literally cacking in their chairs.
and the
atmosphere in that cinema, it was the huge cinema at Village at the time, the big one, big Cinema One, and it was a massive screen, and really, it was one of the great viewing experiences of my life.
Wow.
So anyone who hasn't seen that on a big screen, and there's a whole generation of kids now who know the film and know the franchise, who haven't probably seen it on a big screen, this is a great opportunity to come along and do that in the company.
And get bloody scared, because it's a terrifying film. I must admit.
Yeah, it is indeed.
Maybe I'll get the, I won't be such a chicken and all that.
You'll have to come along.
I'll try and watch the whole thing this time.
Bit older as well, maybe.
And my eyesight's going, so that's probably, like some of us here. Okay, look, we'll chat a bit more to Neil shortly and how people can find out more about this year's Monster Fest 2015, where they can go and all of that. In the meantime, there's a little bit of this.
Attack. I get no sleep. Sleep, 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 sleep. I can't get no sleep. Sleep, sleep.
Ah, your second breakfast here on Joy 94.9 Insomnia, and that's something you won't get next weekend. At 19 minutes past 10, we're here speaking to Neil Foley from Monster Fest 2015 in Melbourne. Hey, Neil. So, Insomnia is not...
No, probably not. I mean, you're... I wouldn't think so, because there's so much kind of there's so much going on that I wouldn't think insomnia would be much of a problem.
No.
We've got the Friday night there's movies all night. On the Saturday night there's movies till about almost pushing 3 o'clock in the morning, and starting again at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then they go to pretty much closing time. So, actually, having said that, the closing night film is Knock Knock, the new Eli Roth film.
Keanu Reeves, my favourite actor.
Yeah, he's amazing in it. And then that finishes at around kind of 9 o'clock, and then we're having a closing night party and awards ceremony hosted by Cherry Bites and myself, and giving
is
out
the
awards
for Little Monster.
Yeah, so we got the same statue that the Luke Pulte, a Melbourne designer, Melbourne effects guy has designed last year, and he's creating them again this year. So we're giving a bunch of them out, and it's all very kind of, you know, cloaked in secrecy. I can't tell you. The judges will be making their decisions quite soon.
At the last minute? No.
Yeah, probably.
Pull a name out of the hat. No, just kidding.
There is a bit of that. But, so look, really, it's jam-packed. So what we really want is people to come along and hang around. We've done the ticketing this year. One of the big reasons why we went to Lido was that just to have that flexibility with the ticketing. And what we've been able to do is make the tickets really cheap. So we've got, you can get session tickets for any film, and they're $20, or you can buy all-day passes for $40. So you can come along with an all-day pass and pretty much stay from the morning till closing time and see all the films. The only sessions that aren't part of that is the Cherry Bites, Kooks and Spooks. That's a standalone session, but it's only $20. But everything else, I think, other than the opening night, because that's on its own, that's not on the Friday, Saturday or Sunday, everything else is you can get an all-day ticket for $40, which you just can't get that kind of value anywhere else in town.
You can't. And it's worth the trip out to Hawthorne.
Hawthorne's Hawthorne's just like, away. If you were a bird, you could probably be there in about 6 minutes from here. Hawthorne, it's right next to Glenferrie Railway Station, and it's across the road from Swinburne, so if you want to go,
you need a monster bus.
We need a monster bus driver, Sonia, maybe.
Oh, wow. All customised, just perfect for Butch. Butch Patrick would love that.
Well, that'd be a nice little job for him while he's here.
He's into the
hot. He's actually a big kind of motor head. Put a clip, I was going to post it on my Facebook last night, he's put a clip of, he's in Brisbane because he's got a motorbike that's a customised Harley that's like a kind of a Munster-inspired Harley Davidson that he owns, that he's selling in Brisbane for some reason. I'm not sure what the story, how that came to be, but that's why he's in Brisbane at the moment. And now he's arriving in Adelaide tomorrow, he's there for the weekend, and then he's here. But yeah, that's why we're doing the hot rod thing, because Butch is really tied in with that kind of car custom culture.
Because the Barris who passed away recently.
That's right. The guy who designed the Dragula and the
Batmobile.
Amazing. And the Munster's coach.
That's
and a whole bunch of other stuff. Yeah.
I love it that Cherry Bites was saying that he designed also the Clampett's Beverly Hillbillies truck.
What a
classic. And that moves up and down. I mean,
that is cool. And do you know,
it out, people.
Because of the whole kind of car thing with Butch, we've been contacted by a bunch of people in Melbourne who own movie-inspired cars. So there's like Mad Max vehicles, and we've got actually bringing a Wolf Creek. There's a woman in Melbourne called Emma who's made this amazing Wolf Creek Mick Taylor-inspired Holden that's like covered in gore. That's like, that's
is there
really
anybody
cool
in the back?
I wouldn't be surprised. You know, she's a pretty big horror fan, so who knows? But so she's got. We're bringing that car there, and we're going to park that out the front of the cinema. And look, it's going to be a pretty good fun weekend. So anyone who's in Melbourne that weekend, if you've got a pulse and you're in Melbourne that weekend, you should be at Monster Fest.
And bring some friends along.
Bring lots of friends along.
Without a pulse.
Yeah, lots of friends along. Yeah. You know, and come along and meet all these awesome guests that we have. And they're going to be like, this isn't like just some show where you have to line up and meet them. There'll be a little bit of that, but basically they're going to be hanging around.
The Soskers last year, they just hung around.
That's what we try to create an environment where people can kind of come along and rub shoulders. And I think that's what's happened with Monster Fest kind of organically over the last bunch of years, is that it's been this great kind of gathering place. And so what we've tried to do this year is create conditions to really encourage that. So
that's great. You can meet people. There's a lot of conventions. You have to line up in queues. You've got to wait forever to get an autograph or to say hello and, touch the flesh, so to speak.
And you get this kind of really kind of very sort of short opportunity to actually meet them. Whereas here you've got this genuine opportunity to engage with them. And as you know, like the Soskers last year and a couple of years ago, they were here. They were going out with people every night. That might not happen with these guys. But, like that's I'm talking about the kind of international guests at the moment, but also there's a bunch of filmmakers who are, who've made films and actors. We're showing, the Australian films. We've got a bunch of world premieres and a Melbourne premiere. All those filmmakers will be down here as well.
And the Cairns Brothers, fabulous. Who did 100 Bloody Acres, brilliant film.
Exactly. And that screening is going to be, it's the world premiere. So all the cast and crew, all the stars, people like Sigrid Thornton will be there. John Brumpton, and, you know, good horror pedigree people, as well as all the kind of the young, glamorous new stars of the film, as well as the kind of, you know, the glamorous directors.
And then you, the glamorous Neil.
Have you met Colin and Cameron? Glamorous might not be the word. No, I shouldn't say that. They are definitely glamorous.
Yeah.
Anyone working in this kind of genre is glamorous.
Yep, I think so. I think of Isabelle Pepard 1 year.
Oh, she's
always
glam.
Looks
totally
amazing. Always.
And look, Isabelle will be there, and I'm sure she'll be there in one of her amazing costumes. And it's a great. It really has happened that in the last bunch of years, we get this. You know, repeat offenders, these people who kind of come out of the woodwork who love this kind of stuff. And that's really what Monster Fest and Monster is all about, is encouraging that kind of a community kind of a thing. That was a point that we made very early in the piece, was that we wanted to galvanise people who are into this kind of stuff and give them a place, you know, a kind of community focus. We're community-minded kind of people.
It's all about community.
We're doing murals next. That's how community we are.
Oh, maybe writing songs.
Yeah, we will. Doing
around
kind of folk songs in the
hands.
Park.
Maybe holding a hand.
Yeah, that's
might
right.
be
a severed. Hand.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I love Kooks and Spooks with Cherry Bite's severed foot. Well, not it's not her foot, I don't think. It's some.
It's not her foot, but it's someone she does kind of. She devours men, apparently.
Oh, yes,
and
she
that's
chews
one of
them
her,
up,
kind of one of her like, sort of more recent victims.
Well, that's what we want to see more of, definitely.
She's brilliant. And having Cherry Bites associated with Monster Fest is a real major coup. You know, like we've been talking about it for a while, and being able to do the Kooks and Spooks and then have her hosting the closing awards and everything, I mean, it's a marriage made in hell, you know.
Perfect. A hellish weekend. So where can people go to find out more? There's a website there, of course.
So that's very easy. They can go to the Monster Fest website, which is www.monsterfest.com.au, and that's got all the information and all the kind of the ticketing links as well. Or we can go directly to the Lido website, which is www.lidocinemas.com.au, and all the ticketing stuff, as well as film information, is there as well. But look, we're really also encouraging people to go to the Monster Fest event page. So the Monster Fest Facebook page, and then click on the Monster Fest event page. And then we're putting updates, and we're posting trailers and this, that, and the other interviews and podcasts and, you know, stuff every day, giving away stuff, giving away tickets. It's insanity. You know, there's lots of stuff going on. So if you go onto that Monster Fest event page and click going, you'll get all kinds of surprises.
With steak knives. Maybe.
Exactly. You might. We'll throw in. And that's not all. You'll also get.
All right. Hey, look, I have to leave you there. But thanks so much for coming in, Neil Foley, talking about Monster Fest.
Thank you very much, Sonia. It's a pleasure to be here.
Melbourne deserves it.
It does indeed.
Bloody and awful and good in a good way. This is Joy.
We can go all night, so don't be shy. I'm about to blow you.
You have been listening to The Second Breakfast with Sonia on Joy 94.9.
On Joy. Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.